Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Black Friday off besties, and welcome to a roundup of weird news from the Something Offbeat podcast. We feature stories from Odyssey radio stations from coast to coast on these episodes. This week, we'll cover the story of a mom and seven of her children who went on a 2,300-mile paddle adventure on the Mississippi River. We'll also cover the reason why you might want to get six, maybe seven Frosties from Wendy's today. But first, as people get their holiday shopping into gear, we've got a story about fashion and queer sheep. You see, according to the company Rainbow Wool, around 1 in 12 sheep are actually gay. To raise awareness about mistreatment of the LGBTQ community around the world, both human and animal, and to support the queer community, the company makes fashion products out of wool from a flock of gay rams that live in a small German town. Gay sheep are often slaughtered because they don't fulfill breeding roles at farms. So this flock, it's made up of rescue rams. Recently, the I Will Survive show during New York Fashion Week featured pieces from designer Michael Schmidt made out of rainbow wool. The Dave Glover show out of KMOX covered the story this week.
It is a company that sells sweaters made from the wool of gay sheep.
Oh, why do they have to be gay for the sweaters?
Representation
matters. I understand it, the owner of the company, who's gay, it was a way of saying, see, it's not just people, a certain percentage of the animal kingdom, and it's cool, and it's great, and they somehow figure out, the sheep that like to be with other boy sheep.
That doesn't seem that hard to figure out.
Yeah. They probably figured that.
Kind of just let you know right up front.
I guess there's a couple telltale signs. And it hit the New York fashion thing and just went crazy. Mm. So now you can't even get them.
I'm picturing like a woke farm that only butchers gay cows. And it's like, yeah.
They wouldn't be woke.
Not quite. That's what I'm saying. It's like, eh, not quite there.
I thought that was pretty clever, though. Interesting.
I will survive. Have you ever watched a video of like a
gay sheep?
Sheep being shorn? They could have been gay.
Is that what they call it?
I have, and I had to remind myself that it doesn't like kill the
hurt.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Well, if their wool gets too thick and matted, it really hurts.
Yeah. No, it feels. Apparently, I've heard. According, like I don't know this for a fact, but it's supposed to feel good for the sheep to be.
You think?
Yeah. Shaved.
You think they get hot and sweaty too because all that wool?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
I hate wool, man. I can't
it doesn't
wear
really
it.
Breathe.
Well, because most sheep. Like, sheep originate in, like, the highlands, right? So where it's very cold and rainy, and so you want all that wool. But when we bring them to, like, you know, Nebraska or whatever, it's going to get warm.
I have, in fact, seen sheep being shorn in real life. Strangely enough, that was in the gym of my Chicago area elementary school. Our music teacher was doing this immersive unit on Appalachian culture that also included making dulcimers and meeting people who played spoons as instruments. That leads us into our next story about an even more immersive educational experience. A trip down the Mississippi River with seven kids in tow. Nikki Bettis joined the Adam and Jordana show on WCCO News Talk this week to discuss it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Toughest part of the journey was what?
Actually, out of all the horror stories that we heard, it was the fast boats and the reservoirs above the locks and dams. So, yeah, the drivers.
Other people were the problem. Two bad boaters.
People, yep.
Bad boaters, yeah.
So, not barges, not whirlpools, not eddies, none of the stuff, people, just all the fear-mongering. It was just the fast boats.
Is there one best part or one best moment or one best feeling that you can share after this 2,300-mile paddle down the Mississippi from Minnesota to New Orleans? I mean, it took 96 days. It's you and your kids. You know, I know you had some support, you and seven kids who were in and out. What's the greatest thing about this trip?
I think because I have 15 biological kids from one past marriage, and it was really, really hard separating a group because we stay so tight-knit. And when we hiked the Appalachian Trail in 23, we did it very much together as an entire family. So it was really cool, despite how much we missed the older eight that stayed home, have jobs, all that, to see the seven youngest just get out there and flourish. They just rose to the task at hand, and they just, you watch them come to life out there, and it's just a life you cannot get at home. So to watch them just bloom and flourish, and with all the relationships along the way, it's very much building relationships with people, just people you meet all across the U.S. And it's so cool to watch them just step into that role, and their lives get so much bigger than the four walls of the house.
That was, Nikki, and you touched on, and that's why the first time we talked to you, we found it so interesting, is because you shared a little bit of your past, and you just mentioned 15 children, and you mentioned that part of why you're doing what you're doing is kind of in rejection to kind of how you were brought up and how you were living your life. Can you explain that for our listeners?
So, yeah, I have 15 children because I was raised in a very fundamentalist, conservative Christian home where birth control is a sin, those kind of things. Very much patriarchal and a lot of dominance and kind of control that goes along with that belief system. So I just stayed pregnant for like 20 years and I didn't go anywhere. So I cooked and I stayed pregnant. But so being at this point in life, now that I'm divorced and the kids and I are moving on, it was a very traumatic divorce. And a lot of kind of, he suffered with PTSD, so there was a lot of mental health on his part. So now that the kids and I are just out there doing it, it's like I'm living life for the first time, and I get to do it with my kids. So it's not, I mean, I'm learning with them because we made a huge educational focus out of the river. And so we, I like to call it field schooling because I homeschool, but it's nothing like the books. You get out there and it's hands-on, smelling it, tasting it, learning it, you know, and then meeting the people that have lived it, all the career opportunities that the river, you know, just gives people, lock operators, tow captains, the Coast Guard, those kind of things. So I'm just out there learning with them. And that is one of the most fun parts, is feeling like I get a second chance at life, but I get to do it with my kids.
I love that.
You started this journey on August 16th of 2025, and 96 days later, you've completed it in New Orleans. What are you most looking forward to doing now that you have all the creature comforts of a modern American city?
Well, it's always kind of culture shock to go back home after you've been on trail for a while. And so it's bittersweet because you miss the simplicity of the trail. We stealth camp. It's living in a tent. It's your body acclimating to the weather. You are so one with outside that I think society just doesn't give itself the opportunity to do. So now that we're home, it's very much back into the routine. We have house projects, but ironically, the most fun thing is planning for 26. Like, we actively plan to go back out. So we have things to do here, but it's the adventure and the fun of it and knowing or just figuring out what comes next.
You can check out that full interview with Bettis on the Adam and Jordana podcast feed. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For our final story this week, yes, we're talking about 6'7". If you haven't heard about 6'7" before, it's a bit difficult to describe, but let's just say it's a trend that has plagued social media, parents, and teachers for some time now. This week, it jumped into the world of corporate advertising with Wendy's 67-cent Frosty deal for Black Friday. To mark this special occasion, the Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City talked about similar silly trends from the past, from Bart Simpson's Don't Have a Cow Man to Leroy Jenkins of viral video game footage fame.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. 6'7". Everybody's got kids or works around kids or sees kids in the line of sight these days. They're doing that whole 6'7" thing. And I guess Wendy's, I haven't verified it. Look, I saw it on Facebook. They're selling Frosties, I guess, on Black Friday for 67 cents.
Yep.
For how many cents?
6'7".
Oh, 6'7".
67 one-hundredths of a dollar.
According to the USA Today and every other major news outlet, yes, the 6'7 trend is now infiltrating the Frosty.
Can somebody tell me, and I know it doesn't mean anything, kind of like this show.
6'7".
Can somebody explain to me where this started and how it started?
We covered this last year, actually. We did. It was just starting, and we looked it up, and it was from a rap song.
It's a song. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
By Skrilla. Skrilla. And you can thank TikTok and Fortnite for its blast to fame. So
the kids were filling me in on this the other night. They said it kind of took off, and then it died out.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last school year, in the fall semester starting, it just came back like, almost like when you don't finish the antibiotics with the doc gives you and you don't take the last dose and it kind of, you're like, comes it's back. Gone, I'm fine. And then it comes back like worse than ever.
And so it doesn't mean, is it an exclamation? Does it mean anything? Or do you just throw it out, we're having a conversation, 6'7".
The kids cannot tell me what it means. They said actually in class, like math class especially, if the teacher's ever teaching now and there's two numbers that come next to each other and they're 6'7", the teacher will avoid saying those numbers because the classroom will actually erupt, like it'll become uncontrollable.
Oh yeah, they actually have like teacher tutorials on TikTok and Instagram now saying how to avoid referencing 6 or 7 in your classroom.
The kids said that somebody went 6 and the number that comes before 8, like that's how the teacher presented something because they didn't want to say 6.
It's just silliness.
It is.
I mean, it's just.
I don't have anything against it. I mean, if the kids are having fun with it, so what? Who cares, man?
And silly. But now they've jumped the shark because corporations are getting in on it.
Well, so that's when the trend starts to die, right? So 4-1, for whatever reason, has also become trendy. I don't know what 4-1 means. That one doesn't even have a song to reference. It just came out of nowhere. But I've mentioned in the past that we have a number of part-timers here in the building who their day job to pay their bills, they substitute teach. And I was just talking to one before the show today, and I said, hey, you know, I'm seeing this news story about 6-7. Is that still a thing? And he said, I have not had to send a kid to the hall for saying 6-7 in about 3 weeks. But before that, he had to do it every class, every day.
Why? I mean, but let's backtrack for just a second. And I'm being serious here. You know, I get it that the kids are goofing around for whatever reason. It's funny to them. It's funny to them because it's annoying to us.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why it works for them. But why are you sending a kid to the hallway for just saying 6-7? It's not like they're saying mother blanker.
It's not just saying 6-7. They say it 75 times.
It's being disruptive.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you start to detract from the learning environment and you're doing it intentionally, who cares how you, if you said 6-7 or whatever you said, right?
It's no different than dude back in the day. But you would say dude, and your teacher would be like, Scott, shut up. And you'd be like, okay, sorry.
Well, I mean, and when we were growing up, I mean, there were, you know, a laundry list of stupid sayings that made absolutely no sense. Gag me with a food processor.
Mm-hmm. I can't say
that. Wait, one. What?
Yeah.
Well, no, it started like gag me with a spoon.
Yeah.
And then we would just add different things just to be goofy and silly.
And so it's
sure, it never got dirty at some point.
Actually, I don't think it did.
No, food processor sounds pretty dirty.
But so it just got so stupid that it's you're right, Dan. It started out with gag me with a spoon, which is to say, you know, this is dumb. I don't want anything to do with it. Gag me with a spoon.
Gag me with an old Stafford robe.
Which became gag me with a food processor. I mean, we had our own stupid words. Bad somehow meant good.
Well, we had the same thing when I was in high school. Like, Vine was huge when I was in high school. You guys probably don't even know what Vine is. And now the younger kids don't even know what Vine is because it doesn't exist anymore. But it was TikTok before TikTok,
oh,
right?
Oh, the little 7-second videos?
Six, yeah. Vine would not let you have your video go beyond 6 seconds.
Well, that's right. I remember that.
Vines. I actually liked Vines. I thought it was you had to be really creative in 6 seconds.
You had to accomplish a lot because you only had 6 seconds. But there was a clip of some kid, I can't remember the context of it, but they say in the clip, what's 9 plus 10? And the kid goes, 21. And so when I was in high school, the thing that people blurted out all the time was, 21?
21?
Yeah. Like, it's dumb.
We couldn't say in my fourth grade class, my teacher prohibited the phrase, don't have a cow, man, which was a big Bart Simpson
Simpson, yeah, that's right.
There was another one from Vine where, for whatever reason, again, don't remember the context, but it was some kid saying LeBron James, but he said it in a weird way. LeBron James! And so, randomly in high school, you would hear blurted out in class, LeBron James! It's so different.
Dude, I totally forgot about Vine.
Lloyd Jenkins.
Because Sarah...
Vine was cool. I liked Vine.
Sarah and I would record Vine videos together. And we would try to be, you know... Because you're right. Couldn't go over 7 seconds. So you had to be, was it six? Okay.
Seven.
Nice.
Get the hell out.
Go get your Frosty.
Nailed it.
Get out.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup from the Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis, the Adam and Jordana Show out of WCCO in Minneapolis, and the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City. You can listen to and subscribe to Something Offbeat on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned in the coming weeks for our host Mike Rogers' original interview on the state of fast food in the U.S.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.